And Tom climbed way to the top. And finally, when his men were in position, he looked down. He saw Jeff and Red and all his men looking down across the dam. He could hear Jeff saying, "Well, men, that takes care of the dam. At least if we don't get it, they don't get it." Tom says, "Jeff, drop it." Jeff turned around and fired, missed. Tom fired, didn't miss. Jeff fell backwards, head over heels, into the bottom of the dam. "Any of you want to try it?" Slowly they began to drop their guns. He says, "All right, men." And finally he rounded them all up. He said, "Mr. Miller," he says, "you're in charge with the men." He says, "Take them all into town, lock them up." He says, "I have to see what happened to Jackie." Finally, when Tom started downstream, a couple of the men came rushing. He says, "Tom, we found him." "Is he?" "Well, we don't know." He says, "You better come." Tom ran all the way down and saw Jackie, pale, bruised, bleeding. "Jackie?" Jackie slowly opened his eyes. "What happened, Tom?" He says, "I think you're all right." He felt his arms and his legs. He says, "Men, get a buckboard." He says, "Take him to the house, and one of you get into town fast. Get a doctor." He says, "I'll do it." And before Tom could say anything, one of the men jumped on his horse and headed for town. The other got a buckboard and loaded Jackie up and took him to the house. As they started to leave, Ski said, "Is he all right?" He said, "I don't know." He says, "I don't know. He's got a concussion, but outside of that, he may be all right. I don't know." He said, "Tom," he said, "where's Rainbow?" He said, "Well, I don't know." "Yeah, well, hadn't we better look for Rainbow?" He said, "Well, I reckon we better. Since she's probably upstream somewhere." So they started to walk, and finally one of the men says, "Tom, over there." Skeeter rushed up. "It's Rainbow! She's alive! She's alive! Tom, she's alive!" Tom rushed up. He says, "Yep, she's alive, all right." She looked up with her big brown eyes, and as Tom looked down, he saw her back leg bent way back under her. "She's alive, Tom. I knew it." He says, "See, Jackie's going to, he's going to be real, real happy, isn't he, Tom?" "No, I'm afraid not, Skeeter." "Well, why not?" "He says, she's alive." "Well, she's got a broken leg." "Oh? Well, we'll fix it up. We'll put splints on it. That's what we'll do." "Well, we can't do that, Skeeter. She's got to be shot." Tom looked at Skeeter and told him, "She's got to be shot." Skeeter looked.
He said, "Tom, what are you saying?"
He said, "Skeeter, when a horse breaks his leg," he said, "there's nothing left to do but shoot him." "Oh, Tom, you can't do that." He said, "You can't." "Oh, no." He said, "Jackie wouldn't let you, Tom. He wouldn't." He says, "I know, but," he said, "there isn't much we can do." He says, "We can't leave Rainbow lying in the mud like this, can we?" He said, "No, we can take her to the ranch and put her in the stable and feed her and..." "Skeeter, she will never stand up again." Big tears came to his eyes. "Rainbow is never going to stand up again?" He says, "I've got to run to the ranch." He said, "I have to check on Jackie." He says, "A couple of you men stay here." "He said, I'll go with you, Tom." Skeeter got on his horse and Tom, and of course Tom didn't wait for him. He went to the ranch as fast as he could go. When he jumped off the horse and ran to the house, Mrs. Miller rushed to Tom. Says, "The doctor's up with him now, Tom." Says, "How is he? How is he?" He says, "We don't know. We're just waiting." Nancy was in the parlor, was crying. "Oh, Jackie, Jackie, what happened?" "Now, Nancy," he says, "near as I can find out, He said it was a stupid thing for Jackie to do. He was trying to save the dam. And he said he just about got himself killed. He said, I'm afraid he got his horse killed. Oh, is the horse dead, Tom? No, but she has a broken leg. Oh, dear. He says, he'll be very disappointed. Tom looked up and the doctor was coming out of the room. They waited till he got to the bottom. Well, how is he? He says, well, if he was on top of that dam when the explosion went off, he says, I can't understand why he isn't hurt more than he is. He's got bruises, but no broken bones. He's got a concussion. He said, I can't get him to respond, but he said, that's normal. He says, I imagine in 24 hours he'll be conscious again. The only thing I can see is that he must have been below the main force of the explosion. He said he'd come out with broken bones. Nancy says, doctor, will he be all right? Will he be all right? He says, I think so in time. He's just going to take a lot of quiet and rest. He says, I'll be back the first thing in the morning. He said, there isn't much you can do. Just keep him quiet. And he said, I'm afraid he's going to be quiet for a while. The doctor left. Nancy was wiping her tears. She says, oh, mother, he says, why did Jackie go on that dam? Skeeter by this time rushed up, opened the door. He said, how is he, Tom? He said, how is Jackie? He's going to be all right, Skeeter. He said, I want to go up and see him. Mrs. Miller grabbed him and says, no. Why not? He says, nobody goes up to see him. The doctor said he needs peace and quiet. And that means especially from you, Skeeter. He said, oh, I know. I'm quiet as a mouse. No, says no one will go up there till the doctor permits him to have visitors. Tom looked at Mrs. Miller and Mr. Miller who had come in. Make sure that when he does come to that none of you mention the horse. He said, I would like to do that myself. Of course, Tom, we won't mention it. He said, well, you know me, Tom. I won't say a thing. Well, I hope not. They started to go out the door. He said, well, Tom, what about Rainbow? Oh, yes. He says, well, we'll get the sled. They had a big wooden sled. He says, we'll have to haul her out of there. He says, I'll get some men. We'll go out. So when they went out to see Rainbow again, she was still lying in the mud. Skeeter had finally caught up with Tom. The men all decided that they had to shoot Rainbow. The men all volunteered, says, Tom, I'll do it. Tom says, no, this will have to be my job. About that time, Skeeter rushed up. He said, Tom, come on, let's get her on the sled and get her to the ranch. No, Skeeter, we're not taking her to the ranch. As I told you before, it's going to be my very, very sad job to shoot Rainbow. Oh, Tom, you can't, you can't. He says, there is no choice, Skeeter. He says, you can't just stay here in the mud. So we can take her to the ranch. He says, she'll be just lying down, eventually die. She's suffering. He says, you take Skeeter with you and go take him behind that rock. I'll take care of this myself. They took Skeeter by the arm and took him behind a big rock. Skeeter kept looking back. Tom looked down at Rainbow with her big brown eyes looking up, and she almost seemed to know. He looked at her, Rainbow, he says, I'm going to have to do this. I'm sure Jackie'd want it this way. He says, but this is the end of the road for you. He pulled out his gun. Skeeter watched from behind the rock. He broke loose. He said, no, Tom, no, no. When he started to run, the men ran after him and grabbed him. He says, Skeeter. Tom walked. He says, Skeeter, look. The horse has to be killed. He said, there isn't anything we can do with it. Do you understand that? He said, you want to stay in this mud? All the men agreed. He says, Skeeter, he's right. Finally, one of the men, he says, Tom, let me do it. But no, he says, I think I should do this. He says, I think Jackie'd want it that way. They took Skeeter back. Tom took out his gun, rolled the barrel. He says, "Oh, gal, I sure hate to do this to you." Rainbow looked up with her big sad eyes. He pointed the gun right between the eyes. Skeeter was behind the rock, his hands over his ears. He says, "Well, Rainbow, goodbye." And he fired. There was a burst of gunfire. Skeeter screamed, "No!" And he broke loose again, start running, and when he got close enough, he saw Rainbow's head tilted over with blood oozing out. Rainbow was dead. "Tom, you shouldn't have done that." He said, "I had to." He says, "I had to do it." He says, "All right, men," he says, "let's take her out of the mud at least."
He said, "What are you going to do?"
He says, "Well, we can't leave her here."
He said, "Well, you got to bury her."
"Well, yes, I suppose so."
He said, "There's a place way up on the hill by the dam, overlooking the dam she would like." He said, "Could you bury her up there?"
He said, "I think so." He said, "Men, that point overlooking the dam." He says, "Get her on the sled and let's bring her up there." So they rolled her on, using ropes and horses. They pulled her on the sled and they pulled the sled way up to the point overlooking the dam. Tom said, "I guess this would be all right." He said, "No, right over here, Tom." He said, "All right, men, let's dig a grave here." So they start digging and finally Skeeter said, "I could help too." He got down and started throwing dirt out. Of course, the hole was getting too deep for him. He said, "Come on, Skeeter." He said, "Let me get down there and finish it." So Tom helped him out, and he jumped down and took a shovel full of dirt and threw it. Skeeter was still in the way, dirt all over him.
He said, "Tom, why are you throwing dirt all over me?"
He said, "I'm sorry, Skeeter." He said, I didn't know you were there. He said, "But I think this is deep enough." Skeeter looked at it over at Rainbow. They had thrown an old gunny sack over her head. He says, "All right, men, let's roll them in and get it covered up."
"Wait a minute, Tom. You can't just roll the horse in a hole like that without some services."
"Without?"
"Well, he said you got to say a few words of prayer or something."
"Well, I guess you're right." He said, "But I don't know what you say at a horse funeral."
"Well, you gotta say something."
He says, "All right." Tom took off his hat. All the rest of the men took off their hats. "The dear Lord, we're sorry that Rainbow met this untimely death. She'd been a brave horse. She gave her life for her master. She stayed on the dam knowing that the dam would explode and probably kill her. So we thank thee for knowing this wonderful horse. Amen." Some of the men were brushing their sleeves across their eyes. Skeeter had big tears rolling down his cheeks. Says, "Well, I guess we'll put her in now." Skeeter,
"I want to say something too."
Says, "All right." Skeeter went over to the head of the grave.
"Hey, dear Lord," he said, "Rainbow's coming to heaven. He said, I know there's a horse heaven because there'll have to be a horse heaven for horses like Rainbow. He said, and she's a good horse and she's brave and someday maybe I will see her up there in horse heaven." And amen.
Skeeter sniffled a few times and wiped the tears out of his eyes. "Skeeter, is it all right now?"
He said, "Yes."
They lowered Rainbow into the hole and they start throwing the dirt on her. Skeeter just watched. And finally they had the hole covered up. Tom said, "All right, men, I guess that's it. No, he said, Tom, he said, you just can't leave her without putting a few flowers on her grave. Well, all right, man. I want you to go out and pick some daisies. What? You heard me. Go out and pick some daisies. All right. So men went out and start picking daisies along the edge of the meadows and so forth. Finally, they came back with armloads of flowers and set them along the side of the grave and on the grave. And Skeeter said, gee, that's really pretty. That rainbow would like that. Tom said, well, all right, men, I guess that does it. In just a minute, Tom. He said, you can't leave it without rolling that big stone. He said, that will be her marker. He said, all right, men, the big stone. They got some ropes and the horses and shovels and bars and broke this big boulder loose and rolled it up to the head of the grave. Skeeter looked at it. And he seemed pleased. And finally he said, someday Jackie and I are going to come up here and we're going to carve in that stone. We're going to put a rainbow on it. Tom looked down. Skeeter was kneeling by the gravestone. He felt a drop. He put his hand out. He said, is it raining? And he looked up and saw big tears coming out of Tom's eyes. Skeeter didn't say anything because he didn't want Tom to see the tears in his eyes. Many of the men, after they'd rolled the stone up, were kind of sniffling. Tom looked around. He said, well, man, I guess that takes care of this. He said, I've got to get back to the house to see how Jackie's doing. So they all left. Tom got back to the house and wanted to know how Jackie was doing. Of course, Mrs. Miller, who was quite well by now, came down the steps and said, he's doing fine, Tom. Now, don't you worry yourself. He's still unconscious, but like the doctor said, it will take time. It will take time. Could I go up and see him just a little bit? No, Skeeter. And if I may say so, Tom, do you agree with this? I think Skeeter should go home. He shouldn't spend the night here. I think that's right, Mrs. Miller. Skeeter, don't plan to stay the night here anymore until Jackie is well enough. Well, how will I know if he's doing all right? Well, you can stop by. Says you can come in the morning and check if you want to. All right, if I can't stay, okay. And I think you better leave now. It'll be dark before long and you better get home. So that night, there was someone sitting with Jackie all night long. They would take turns because if he was conscious, they wanted to make sure that they were there to see what he would say or that maybe he was out of his head or something. So each one took their turns. By early morning, Tom was up. He saw the doctor coming up the steps. He opened the door for him. Good morning, doctor. He said, well, how's my patient? Well, there isn't too much change. He said, well, we'll have a look. He went on upstairs. Tom followed him in, felt his pulse. He said, well, that seems to be normal. He said, has he been awake at all? I don't think so, doctor. He said, well, he should be coming around any minute now. He said, I'll leave some medicine. If he comes to, he says, give him some of this. He said, there isn't much I can do for him. He says, time will take care of it. He said, I'll stop by this evening or tomorrow morning. As the doctor began to pack his case, put his stethoscope away and so forth, Tom looked at him. He said, doctor, he says, I have a little problem. When he comes to, you see, I had to shoot his horse. Well, I suppose he was quite fond of the horse. Yes, he was. Well, I would suggest, Tom, that this isn't mentioned to him until after he is quite well. He says the shock may may do him in. He says, well, I wanted to tell you and thought, see what you had to say. And he said, well, don't be sure that you don't tell him until the right time. He said, well, that's what I wanted to know. They went downstairs and Mrs. Miller wanted to know how he was, and they said, well, he's doing as well as could be expected. The doctor left, and sometime later, as Nancy was clearing off the dishes, helping Chinky, she heard, yoo-hoo! Is you in there, somebody? Nancy looked over to the door disgustingly. There's no one in here. Oh, well, I guess I better go home then. He put his hands above his eyes. I see you in there, Nancy. He said, if you want to call yourself nobody, well, go ahead, Miss Nobody. Nancy walked over to the door. She says, now listen, I don't need to take that kind of sass from you. He said, well, I didn't start this, Nancy. Mrs. Miller came out. Children, children. Oh, it's you, Skeeter. I should have known you were back. He said, well, all I wanted to do was find out how Jackie was. And, well, she said, Nancy started saying there's nobody in there. Come on in, Skeeter. Skeeter walked. He said, how is Jackie? He said, well, he's doing all right. He's still unconscious, but the doctor thinks he should come out of it today. They said, Jackie is my dearest, dearest friend. Nancy looked at him. Well, the way you treat him sometimes. What did you say? I said, I try to treat Jackie real nice. Oh, well, I do too. I said, well, he said, if he's not going to be up and playing today, I guess I better go, huh? Yes, you better go, replied Nancy. Mrs. Miller says, I think so too, Skeeter. He said, you might go out and see Tom. He's out at the corral. I said, okay. He said, you will let me know how he is tomorrow. Says, we will, we will. Goodbye, Skeeter. Skeeter slammed the door and went out to the corral and talked to Tom a while, and Tom told him the same thing. And as Skeeter was leaving, he says, Skeeter, I had a talk with the doctor. He said, I'm not sick, Tom. Not about you. He said, it's about the horse. He says, if you see Jackie, don't you dare tell him that I had to shoot Rainbow. Understand? The doctor says under no circumstances should he know until the right time, and that means when he is well. Do you understand that?
Of course I do, Tom. I know that. I'm no blabberbout. You know me.
He said, that's why I'm telling you. He said, you don't trust me at all, do you, Tom? You don't even like me, do you, Tom? He says, yes, I do, Skeeter, but I do know that sometimes things happen to slip out of your mouth. He said, yeah, I have about the slipperiest mouth in town, I think.
Yeah, I would probably say that. I would probably say that. He said, the words seem to, I get them on my tongue and then they fall out. And before I can catch them and put them back, they're gone.
He said, why don't you see if you can get on that horse and get gone?
I said, okay, Tom. I can take a hint. I can take a hint. When people don't like me, I can take a hint.
If you don't get on that horse, I'm going to give you a hint. You know where.
I'm getting on the horse.
So Skeeter crawled up on Pickles. He said, I'm going to ride like the wind. Yeah, he said, don't fly away with it either. I'm not going to fly away with the wind. Giddyup. He said, away, Pickles, away, Pickles. Tom watched him clip, clop, clip, clop. Skeeter was holding on for dear life. Grandpa was in back, almost dragging his stomach on the floor, on the ground. Tom stood there, shook his head back and forth. He said, if that isn't something, Skeeter, Pickles, and Grandpa, what a sight, what a sight. Skeeter turned back. He said, I'll see you tomorrow, Tom. And, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. And he disappeared down the road. Tom had work to do that afternoon. He and the boys that were, that is in agreement with him and loyal to Tom, decided they'd start repairing the top of the dam. Maybe they could get it fixed before Jackie got up and around. So they began working on the top of the dam, which wasn't too badly damaged, and not much of the water got away. So he spent most of his time repairing the dam and going into town and having a trial for those that were accused of rustling the cattle. He had to get the cattle back to the rightful owners, including those that belonged to Jackie. So finally, when they got that all straightened out, between that time and Jackie, he would go up and see Jackie. And finally, it was on the third day, they were getting quite worried. Jackie would moan and groan. And finally, on this particular morning, Mrs. Miller was going into the room, and she looked, and he opened his eyes. And he looked around. He says, "What happened?" I said, "Jackie?" He says, what happened?" He says, "You're all right, Jackie. Everything's just fine." I said, "Oh, I feel so stiff and bruised." He says, "You're all right. Tom?" Tom was downstairs, came up running. He says, "Yes." He says, "He's awake now." Tom gave a big sigh of relief. He says, "Oh, that's good news." He says, "Hello, Jackie." He says, "Hi, Tom." He said, I don't know what happened." He said, "You're all right, Jackie." He said, "You were on the dam and it blew up and it's fine. Everything is just fine." "Oh, yeah." He says, "I remember the that last stick, Tom." He said, "If I could have gotten it," he said, "I could have saved the dam. I could have saved it, Tom." "You did save it, Jackie." He said, it didn't hurt it much at all, just the top part." "Oh, I'm glad. I'm real glad." He says, "How do you feel, Jackie?" "Oh, fine." She said, "I'll go down and get you something to eat." He says, "You haven't eaten for a long time." So the news spread around fast. When Nancy heard it, she says, "Oh, Mother, Mother, I'm so happy. Could I go up and see him?" "No, no, he can't have all visitors now. He needs rest." She says, "I'll take his food up to him." So finally, all the men in the corral and everybody knew that Jackie had come out of the coma and that he was feeling much better. And they were glad for him, because most of the men and the people that knew Jackie liked him, because he was an honest boy and he was evidently brave, and especially the ranchers downstream that depended on the water. They knew that if it hadn't been for Jackie, they would have lost probably much of their cattle due to the lack of water. So later in the day, as usual, there was a voice at the screen door and a nose smashed up against it. "Woo-hoo! Is you in there?" Tom was still in the house. He said, "Yes, Skeeter, come on in." He said, "Hi, Tom." He said, "How is my friend? How is my dear, dear, dear friend?" He said, "He's fine. He's awake." "Oh, good. Could I see him? Could I see him?" "I don't think so." He said, "The doctor hasn't been up there." He said, "Let's wait till the doctor gets here, and then we'll see what he has to say." He said, "Okay, when will he be here?" He said, "Well, he should be here any minute." He said, "Gee," he said, I want to see Jackie so bad." He said, "And Skeeter," he said, "when you go up and talk to him, remember what you're not supposed to say?" He said, "Of course I know, Tom, I know that." He said, "I'm not supposed to tell him about the horse, and I won't. You know me." A rig pulled up in front of the house. Nancy looked out the window. "Well, the doctor's here now." Mrs. Miller stood at the top of the stairs. Says, "Did someone say the doctor's here?" "Yes, Mother, he's coming in now." Mrs. Miller was smiling. "But I'm sure the doctor's going to be very pleased the way Jackie looks today." The doctor knocked. Tom went to the door. "Come in, doctor, come in." He said, "I think you're going to have good news today." He says, "Jackie's awake." The doctor smiled. He says, "Good." He says, "I'll go up and see him now." Tom followed him on up. The doctor took his pulse and checked him out. He said, "Have you been giving him the medicine?" He says, "Yes, we have, doctor." He says, "Well, Jackie, how do you feel?" He said, "Oh, I feel sore all over, but I guess I'm all right." He said, "Well, I think you're all right." He said, "See if you can stand up." He slowly got out of bed and